CBS News has covered key moments in our history since the dawn of broadcast news.
We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Tonight, in what has become an election year tradition for 60 Minutes, conversations with the major party candidates for president and vice president of the United States.
Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, and 60 Minutes are all part of its legacy. Now CBS has a new owner, and he's taking significant steps to appease critics on the right, particularly those in the Trump administration. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik has been covering this and joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Aisha.
So first, who is the new owner of CBS, and what's he changed so far?
So there are a couple of quick things David Ellison has done. David Ellison is the founder of Skydance Media, which succeeded in acquiring CBS's parent company this summer. He's also the son of digital titan Larry Ellison. He's the founder of Oracle, and Larry Ellison also a vocal supporter of President Trump. So what Ellison has done, and Paramount Global has done, is it's appointed an ombudsman to field complaints about CBS's coverage and take that to senior executives. The network has agreed to stop running edited interviews on its Sunday public affairs show, Face the Nation, after complaints from the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. And Ellison is in serious negotiations to buy Barry Weiss's News and Views site, The Free Press, for over $100 million, maybe more. Weiss has based that site, although that's a high valuation, on the idea that the mainstream media is reflexively and ideologically biased. And he'd be interested in bringing her on board to help run CBS News.
So why might Ellison be doing all of this?
Well, the ombudsman was part of an understanding he had with the chairperson of the FCC who had been appointed by Donald Trump. He says that we're going to ensure that ideological points of view from all parts of the spectrum are represented. Even of itself, that seems pretty reasonable. NPR has a public editor, which is essentially the same thing. But the question is, you know, Kenneth Weinstein, the appointee, is somebody who's got rigorous conservative credentials. He was a Trump appointee, although a nominee who didn't get confirmed by the U.S. Senate to be ambassador to Japan in 2020. And Ellison, you know, seems to be doing this because the Trump administration is angered by CBS coverage again and again. He wanted to give indications that he would be sympathetic to get this deal cleared by the Federal Communications Commission, which it was finally this summer after he met with chairperson Brendan Carr of the FCC. And, you know, there is a sizable portion of the country that agrees with the president. Mainstream media may be in some ways arrayed against him. And Ellison seems to be trying to appease that point of view.
What other changes could be on the horizon for CBS?
Well, it's unclear. You know, if Barry Weiss's Free Press is acquired by Ellison, she, you know, is negotiating right now to become a very senior executive there. Part of the hangup in the deal, I'm told, is that it's a little unclear whether or not she would be put on top of the news division or a strategic executive there. Ana Gomez is the lone Democratic commissioner on the Federal Communications Commission. She's worried that this, what she calls an FCC-imposed truth monitor, must not be allowed to, she said, judge whether independent reporting conforms to this administration's views and priorities. She continues, that would be a clear violation of the First Amendment and the law. So there's a question there about whether this is, you know, an ombudsman reflecting all points of view, or whether this is somebody who's really there to keep CBS sympathetic to the Trump administration, which is a source of great concern to journalists I talk to inside CBS.
So we're talking about like one media outlet here, but one of the majors. Beyond CBS, why do all these changes matter?
Well, so first off, you know, we've been talking about David Ellison's doing this because he's wanting to get the favor of, you know, major regulators in the Trump administration. He's also preparing a bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. That's the owner of HBO Max. That's the owner of Warner Brothers Studios. And that's the owner, of course, of CNN, one of the biggest players in television news. He wants to consolidate all together with his own properties, which currently include Paramount Studios, CBS News, and the like. And that means that he would be in front of regulators once again, just as he was for his bid to take over CBS's parent company in the first place. Even setting that aside, CBS is such a signal organization. It sets the example for other news outlets that may find themselves pressured by the Trump administration. Are you holding power to account, reporting fairly but toughly upon figures of power? Or are you accommodating them and their interests and their pressure because you want to pursue your business interests of your own? And that's really the challenge in front of CBS and David Ellison right now. Right now, he wants to get all the, you know, toys in the box, and we're going to see what he's going to do them depending on what he has.
That's NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.